Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This hadith recounts the consequences of fornication. As you know, fornication, which we call in Arabic zina, is one of the sins and one of the transgressions, which is one of the grave sins, or one of the very severe sins, which will not be forgiven by God unless a person repents. And in certain situations, it's possible also for there might be some sort of punishment meted out against the person. However, this sin of fornication, according to this beautiful hadith from the Prophet, it also has certain consequences which results from the act. Let's look at the hadith and let's see what these consequences are. Now, some of these consequences are occur in this world and others occur in the hereafter. The Prophet, speaking to Imam Ali alayhi salam, he said, "O Ali, there are six consequences that result from fornication, three of which are in this world and three in the hereafter." Right, so we see three of these consequences in this world, and three of them are things which will be witnessed in the hereafter, in the akhirat. In this world, the Prophet said, it takes away one's beauty, one's physical beauty. It ceases to exist. It goes away. It vanishes when a person commits fornication. The second is that it hastens one's death, meaning it shortens one's lifespan. And the third worldly consequence of fornication is that it cuts off one's sustenance, one's risk is diminished and decreased by the committing of fornication and the performance of fornication. Just parenthetically, we can here add that, fornication is of various categories. And depending on the category of the fornication, the severity of the sin and the punishment, and I guess these consequences that we're talking about, they will be more severe. Like, for example, if one fornicates, God forbid, with a non-married person or a married person, somebody of the same gender or an opposite gender, these are all different kinds of fornication, and depending on the nature of the act, the severity of the consequence and the punishment and the sin, it also increases. In continuation, the Prophet said, in the hereafter, it results in an evil reckoning. This is the fourth consequence. The fifth is, it solicits the indignation of the merciful himself. Right? So God himself dislikes the person. And finally, it makes one deserving of eternity in the fire. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the consequences of fornication in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.